Good evening, Europe!
Very good afternoon, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran. Ari Tussiot, sit back and relax. I'm with you until 6 p.m, playing you some of the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Claudia Pasquale from Portugal.
Hi, this is Kirsten from Kirsten and Søren. Hot Eyes from Denmark.
Hi guys, this is Andy Abraham from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Portugal, 1986, that is Dora with Neja Change Ma Pra Mim, which means in English, don't be mean to me. Oh, now that song came 14th in 1986 with 28 points, and to me, one of Portugal's best. Yes, okay, the results weren't great, but still, it was just a fun, quirky performance. And to be fair, I just have such a soft spot for it. It's basically a song where Dora's telling her lover, don't be so angry with me. And she presents herself as being in love with the idea of love and suggesting that perhaps it was this attitude which caused her lover to be angry with her in the first place. So there's a lot of meaning to it. And it's just a brilliant, brilliant performance and song. And even before I knew any of the contests back then, I mean, I was born a few weeks after this actually took place at on the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest. Because I don't know if you remember, it was broadcasted on the 3rd of May in 1986 from Bergen in Norway, hosted by Arsa Kleathaland. Yes, and the UK entry that year was Ryder with Runner in the Night. Yes, they were a sort of a purpose-made pop group led by Maynard Williams, whose primary purpose was to represent the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest in 1986. And they were placed seventh on the night, and they were criticised in the media for being a particularly weak and unsuitable entry, and the song was the first UK entry to fail to reach the top 75 since 1964, managing a peak of 98 in the charts. Yes, that's not the greatest. So it was the first UK entry not to get into the top 75 since 1964. Well, 1964's entry was from Matt Monroe. Yes, the legendary Matt Monroe with All the Little Things. Can you believe that? That didn't chart. I'm surprised. Well, Runner in the Night was the only single that there was released by the band, but Maynard Williams teamed up with the song's composers, Maureen Derbyshire and Brian Wade, to compose the theme song to the BBC's drama series Truckers, in which he appears in. Yes, the single from the programme failed to chart. Yes. Maynard Williams is the son of the actor Bill Maynard. Yes. And had previously reached the final 24 of the UK Heat in 1985 for A Song for Europe. And he had earlier featured in the BBC's 1975 Christmas production of Great Big Groovy Horse, a rock opera based on the story of a Trojan horse shown on BBC Two with Julie Covington, Bernard Cribbins and Paul Jones. It was later repeated on BBC One in 1977. There is some really unuseful facts there for you. Plenty more to come throughout the show. Right, so sit back and relax. I'm going to keep you entertained, well, at least I hope so, until 6 o'clock with lots of music from the Eurovision Song Contest. So, as we were talking about Matt Monroe, why not? Let's play his song from 1964's Eurovision Song Contest. This came second behind Gnoli Cinquetti's Non Ho L'Età for Italy, which ended up winning. So here is Matt Monroe, All the Little Things, the United Kingdom, 1964.
Oh, I love the little things you say, and I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way. My love, I'm so in love with you. When you whisper, I love you, and tell me that you're true, I know I'm so lucky that I found a girl like you. Oh, I love the little things you say, and I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way, my love, I'm so in love with you. When we're walking together, you slip your hand in mine. I know I'm so lucky that I found a girl so fine. I love the little things you say, and I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way, my love, I'm so in love with you. When you touch me and hold me and kiss me tenderly, I know I'm so lucky that you came along for me. I love the little things you say, and I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way, my love. I'm so in love with you, my love. I'm so in love with you.
What's on my mind? When I'm with you, I feel alright. You call me baby, we spend the night. I'm so addicted, I feel alive. Over and over, I'm falling. Oh, 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 oh. You make me dance, dance like a maniac. Oh, oh, oh.
That is Greece, 2012. It could only be Greece, couldn't it, with that? Playing with the bouzouki in the background. There is Eleithyia Eleftheriou with Aphrodisiac, which ended up coming 17th in the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2012 in Baku, in Azerbaijan, with 64 points. Now, just ahead of them in 16th place was the Cypriot entry, which was equally as Greek, as you could imagine. Evie Adamou with A La La Love, with 65 points as well. So, in the first semi-final, Greece came fourth with 116 points, and Cyprus came seventh with 91. So they did a little bit of a flipsy at that day. Yes. Never mind. It's just one of those things, isn't it? Yeah, geez. Right, time to go on to our first request this week. Yes. Now, we are going to speak to... Well, we're not going to speak to, but we're going to say hello to lovely Jonathan Brett Warren. Jonathan, lovely to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a little while, my friend. I have a request from you, which I'm so glad to play for you. Now, I haven't heard this song in about 8 years, which was the last time it rose to prominence. It came seventh in the Swiss national final in 2012. Yes, the Swiss national final. I remember it so well for Lissassia's entry in particular. Because she came out of mothballs basically to try and represent Switzerland again after she won the first Eurovision and represented Switzerland in 57 and 58. So that was shocking. So this song came seventh. It's really, really good. And it's going to get stuck in your head. Now, the song is called The Song in My Head. So, and it's probably going to stay in your head too. So here is Raphael Jäger and a song from the Swiss National Final 2012. For you, lovely Jonathan Brett Warren, thank you very much.
From the moment when I wake up, through the night from dusk till dawn, like a bee in a bonnet, I can stop to sing this song. Maybe quite simple, but it's from the bottom of my heart. Raise your voice and sing along with me. That's a song in my head.
Hi, this is Elliot from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Wake up with my song. Enjoy!
I woke up every night. I can find anyone to pray. Somewhere in the light. Changing all
I came to fight over you.
Elliot with Wake Up. That is Belgium 2019. And sadly not qualifying out of semi-final one, as it came 13th out of 17 with 70 points. Didn't make it, Rob. Sad, hey?
He was very nervous.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very young as well.
Yes, he was only about, what, 17?
About that,
yeah. 17, 18. Bless him, we went to go to the London Eurovision party, didn't we, a couple of years ago?
Last year. Yeah, when life was normal.
Oh, yes, seems so long ago. God, you can imagine now, like, we were packed like sardines in the Café de Paris, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Packed like sardines. It was very bizarre. Oh, never mind. Well, yes, as you know, Rob is here. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
I drag my husband in for his very special segment, don't I?
You do.
Well, actually, technically, I summon him via Google Home.
Yes, while I'm watching television downstairs.
But then you can pause it. So.
Yes. 6 feet under. Very good.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. What's it about, Rob?
Undertakers. It's a kind of comedy drama, dark comedy drama. It's good.
Oh, that one.
It's early in the... It's about 18 years old now, and it's on Now TV, which I've been watching.
Oh!
One of the things to binge watch.
Yes. And we like a bit of binging, don't we? Usually with me, it's binging on food.
Or Drag Race.
Yes, that too. Yes, Queen!
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes. So, Rob, would you like to detail what Rob's Random Request actually is?
Absolutely. So, I have a hat full of years from 1956 to 2020, and I have a hat full of countries from A to Y, and I mix and match, and hopefully we get a song.
Yay! 9 times out of 10 we do.
Well, yes, eventually. So.
So what we're going to do first?
Okay, I have a year in my hand.
Good
the
lad.
Year is 2013.
Oh, good memories of that, don't we? Well, I went.
You went to Malmo. I went to Nantes.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. So then again, we're only about, what, six months into our relationship?
Yeah, we'd already arranged those trips. Anyway,
let's see
what I pull out the hat.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
Oh, gosh, really? Ah, now this is Tasaska with You and Me. Okay, so the backstory behind them is that originally, well, they are part of the Swiss Salvation Army. Okay. But they had to be rebranded. Actually, no, not rebranded. Debranded. Now, they came in they were in the second semi-final of the 2013 contest. And I think they came 13th or 12th.
They didn't qualify.
They didn't qualify, no. But the male lead singer, leather trousers.
You want to see me in leather trousers? God.
Oh, like was just enough, dear. Anyway, sorry, lovely listener. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Yes. So this is actually quite a nice, uplifting song. And the funny thing is that the year before, in 2012 in Baku, the British entrant, Engelbert Humperdinck, ended up being the oldest man ever to...
Oh, is this the one with the really old man in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Swiss went and took that accolade away from Engelbert Humperdinck. Ah, dear. Politics, eh? Right. Switzerland? Mr. Neutral? Don't think so. Right, anyways. So, Rob, remind me, what is your random request for this week?
Switzerland 2013.
Yay!
Enjoy!
Tasaska with You and Me.
When the times are getting rough, gold and silver turn to dust. People built their barricades out of jealousy and hate. But there's one thing they could never, never, ever separate. Let it hear from near and far.
Yes, the beautiful Inga for Iceland at the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Fáu vistu svarið, which means then you will know the answer. Yes, coming 13th with 42 points. Personally deserved so much more. This is an incredibly dramatic ballad, isn't it? Yes, it was. And Inga is basically telling her apparent lover that if he comes to her, then you'll know the answer. Yes. In quote. She seems prepared to wait quite some time for this to occur, according to the lyrics. Yes, it's all a bit secret. But she was dressed in this beautiful gold dress. And yeah, she looked like Marilyn Monroe almost. She looked stunning, absolutely stunning. And one of Iceland's most underrated entries, I think. Forgotten quite a bit of the time. No particular reason, I don't think. But I just think it's beautiful. Anyway, I hope you do too. Right, let's move swiftly on. As in the little bit, we have two more requests coming for James Brett and also from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. But it is now time for this.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
As of Friday, the 16th of October 2020, we have 11 entries for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2020 that the show will take place in Warsaw. But some performances will be pre-recorded in Warsaw itself and also at satellite performances in the in their country participating countries. So the countries that have picked their songs already is Belarus, France, Germany, Kazakhstan, Malta, the Netherlands, Poland, Russia, Serbia, Spain and Ukraine. Only Armenia and Georgia are yet to announce their entrance on songs, of course. The Croatian broadcaster HRT have confirmed that Dora 2021 will be taking place on February the 13th. And they have four different scenarios during this COVID pandemic, whichever way it goes. Also, some sad news in the host city of Eurovision 2021, and which it was going to be 2020 as well, Rotterdam has entered a partial lockdown amidst a local surge of COVID-19 cases. The grand final of Norway's Melody Grand Prix Eurovision National Final 2021 will take place on February the 20th. The Portuguese broadcaster RPT have confirmed that Festival de Canção will be taking place and they're open for entries. They have spaces for 20 acts. And also the Hungarian broadcaster MTVA have opened submissions for Adele 2021, but there is no word if the song finishing and winning Adele 2021 will go to Eurovision. And Italian broadcaster Rai Television confirms that the winner of Sanremo 2021 will have first refusal for Eurovision, not the Audato.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Van Agee.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy, what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
In tender years the path seemed longer than it ever really was. How could I know? I realized as time went by I had to try. The world outside was mine. You let me go, so I left and tried to find my way to paradise. The winding road that led me there was light.
Norway, 2001. That came last, would you believe, with only 3 points from Portugal. That is Haldor Lagrid with Out on My Own. I still can't fathom and understand how on earth that came last. I really don't. Now, yes, Haldor was quite an intimidating figure on the stage, but I mean, that song got to number 5 in the Norwegian charts. That's how big it was. And certainly on the big stage there at the Parken Stadium, I thought in the 2001 contest that that was a certain top 10, but hey, what do I know? Somehow the Latvian entry got more points than that. I just don't understand Eurovision sometimes. And certainly the 2001 contest, I'm afraid, had a lot of scratch heading. If you know what I mean. Right, we're going to move swiftly on to another request. And here is James Brett. James, we just heard from your brother Jonathan, and we're going to hear from you now. Yes. Here is your request. And this is Greece, 1989. Yes. Greece. And this is from, what was it? Yes, sorry. I knew what it was. It's Marianne. Something like that. Sorry. So here is Todico Suarasteri, which means your star. Yes, this came ninth for Greece in 1989. Here is, honestly, it's Mariana. My apologies. Που ζενικά ο φόβος και η αμφιβολία μοιάζει ο κόσμος εχθρικός κι αδιάβα τη νύχτα και κρύα μας το βραδινό τον ουρανό το δικό σου αστέρι ψάξε θες. It's adorable. Oh, that was Greece 1989. That is Mariana with Totiko Suesteri. Oh my gosh. Afkalisto to all my Greek listeners. Yes. Yeah. Okay, right. It's now time for the best of the rest. Yes. Shock horror. Yes, it's all here. I just realised, actually, I've not told you how to get in contact with the show. How terrible of me. Yes, you can find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, ESC Showcase at gmail.com. If you've missed this show or previous shows, then head over to Spotify, Mixcloud, any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. Righty-ho, neighborino. It's time for us to showcase a song which was from a national final, which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. And this is part of the Eurovision Showcase where I can showcase. Yes, see what I did there? a song or songs which could have made it to Eurovision and didn't, but they are not forgotten in the land of the Eurovision fans, certainly not. And this one is just pure dandy, like sugar plum candy. Yes, it really is. And here is Carmen Stavek, who ended up representing Slovenia in the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest with Na 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 Na. But here is the song called Še in Še, which in Slovenian into English means, what does it mean? Oh yeah, over and over. Yes, it does, it does, it does. And this came second to Sestra, if you remember, the air hostess. Not trans, were they? They were drag queens, of course, yes. So here we are. Here's Carmen Stavek with Še in Še from Slovenia's national final, IMA 2002. And if you've not heard this before, you're in for a real treat. Believe me. From Carmen Stavek, representing, well, she represented Slovenia the following year in 2003, but that was her national final song in 2002, Še in Še, More and More. Now, our next song, The Best of the Rest, comes from Destination Eurovision, the French national final in 2018. This is amazing. Here is Emiliana with OK Ukao, which means OK or... KO. Yes, knockout. This is awesome.
Qui me dit comment demain sera? Si j'aurais froid, si j'aurais chaud, je serai ok ou KO. Qui me dit comment demain j'irai? J'aurai des bas, j'aurai des hauts. Je serai ok ou KO. Je serai ok ou KO. Je serai ok ou KO. Mais c'est moi qui décide, c'est moi qui la dessine. Vers à moitié plein, vers à moitié vide. La vie, je l'aime ou l'abîme. Sourire me va bien, souffrir ne me mène à rien. Quand je fais le vide, quand je fais le plein, je vais pas mal, je vais bien. C'est moi qui décide. Qui nous dit que ça tourne à l'envers? Si les hommes font tout de travers, sont-ils ok ou KO? Qui nous dit quand ça tourne à l'orage qu'on pourra trouver le courage pour éviter le KO? Pour éviter le KO? Pour éviter le KO? Mais c'est toi qui
with Okay Okao. Oh, isn't that amazing? The French national final back then was stunning, and even the following year in 2019. And now it's time for our final request, and this is from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Gukvel. And I hope you're well. Thank you very much. Tack så mycket to you, Robert. Your request is a song from the national final of Moldova in 2011. This is a bit random, but this would have been so much better in Düsseldorf, other than Zobdi Zob, who ended up going to Düsseldorf that year. And here is the amazing Charisma with When Life is Grey.
on my door, baby, yeah. Boom, boom, like a hammer that breaks your chain. Boom, boom, like a cannon that wears your name. Boom, boom, like the beats on the dance floor.
Charisma from the Moldova National Final in 2011 and the song When Life is Grey. Well, that's about it for the Eurovision Showcase this week. I've been your host, Kieran Uritosiet, as per usual. Hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM, your favourite local radio station across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the beautiful New Forest here on the south coast of the United Kingdom. If you want to keep in contact with the show, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Next up is our live and kicking. Sorry, I haven't got any time to play the tune. But here is Ireland 1985. Miriam Christine, who came sixth in 1985, with Wait Until the Weekend Comes, conducted by Noel Keelahan. So see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravi de sein, vislat, dobi zenia, cognat, adios. And I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!
Wait until the weekend comes. Then we'll have what time it takes to sort it out. To see it through. Wait until the weekend comes. Sundays always change your mind and make you laugh about me and you. Looks so good on you. We catch the tide.